Okay, pick it up for us, Angela.
All right. So, basically, again, with the whole NFL experience, I would not change one thing. Again, if somebody asked me go back, do it all over again, I would do it all over again, because finding yourself, I believe, or when you define yourself, I believe you have to go through certain hills, valleys. You got to go through the terrain, the mud, the betrayal, the, you know, everything, the insecurities. Not necessarily say the bullying. That wasn't no fun. but some people say you have to, it makes you get tough skin, or you have to have tough skin. Well, okay, that's true to a certain extent, but I believe it causes you to have triumph skin.
Okay.
Because I got over it.
Yeah.
I triumphed through it. It
was
a trial, or you tried to be a trial for me, but I'm triumphant. Mm-hmm. So,
you're willing, in order to become the person who you are, if you had to do it all over again, if it took becoming, you know, going through all that pain again, in order to become who you have become and are still becoming, you're saying it'd be worth it. You'd do it all over again.
I would not change one thing. From having the children young to, I don't know, would I remarry my ex? No, I'm only joking. Because I actually, when we talk now, I do thank him. And I tell him that I appreciate all of his sacrifice and everything that he's done, has done, is doing, and continues to do for me to have this platform, The Story and Life of an Ex-NFL Wife. Because without him, I wouldn't have a story in life of an ex-NFL. I would have a story, but it wouldn't be, to me, it wouldn't be one that has been as widely accepted as it is now, because, you know, people are curious, and they go gaga over the celebrityism, and they think it's just the greatest thing since sliced bread. And well, you know, celebrities are people. And in my book also, I talk about how they should definitely be celebrated and recognized for their skills and their talents and abilities, but idolized, absolutely not. You know, like trendsetters, absolutely not.
Yeah.
You know.
Tell us the name of your book.
The name of the book is The Story and Life of an Ex-NFL Wife.
And for the benefit of people who may not be with us up to the end of the conversation, would you just go ahead and tell people how they can get the book now?
Okay, so if you Google Angela Marshall, Augusta, Georgia, all of my social media outlets will come up. Or you can just do Angela Marshall. I'm on Facebook. Also, my website is In Other Words by Stone, which is my business, where I'm a creative writing consultant, motivational, inspirational speaker, and published author. So inotherwordsbystone.com. You can find me on lulu.com, Barnes & Noble's, iBooks, Amazon, Kindle, if you prefer to download any of those outlets. Or you can, there's some contact information. If you go to my website, hit me up. I got autographed copies waiting for you.
Awesome. So you are NFL wife.
Yes.
Things kind of, for the most part, went better than you had anticipated. You were accepted for the most part, particularly by a lot of the women. Mm-hmm. Things were just kind of harried, and the drama that so many families experience all across the country.
Right.
You all had some of that drama going on in your lives as well.
Still do.
And still do. So what ended up happening with you and Mr. Marshall?
So around he played the first 3 years with the Denver Broncos. He was traded to the New York Giants, and things were just really rocky with our relationship. And so the last year he stayed in New York, I came back home with the children. And, you know, we tried counseling, we tried different things, but it just did not work. So I ended up leaving and filing for divorce in 1999. And it was the best thing ever, because it taught me quite a bit. So my book is The Story and Life of an Ex-NFL Wife, but the subtitle is Reality to Rags to Riches. So I talk about reality. Reality is a place in my life that forced me to face things as is. No more making up stuff in my head, Angela, Cinderella stories or whatever, or not facing yourself. Like, here's the mirror, look in it. No mirror on the wall. Who's it? No, face it. And so that's reality. The rags taught me agility. It taught me humility, and it taught me possibility, because these are all areas in my life that I feel strengthened me to be the woman that I am today. And then riches taught me just the ultimate thing that we all know anyway, it's not about a what, it's about a who. Mm. So during all of this time, I'm, you know, going through different emotions, ups and downs and all of that. And we were just arguing. We were fighting. We were just going through, pretty much going through the motion. He had stifled his growing as far as me being a helpmeet, because we were married by at that point. Mm-hmm. And then I, you know, I don't know if I ever grew, to be honest, because, you know, my mentality and emotional insecurity was just it was very juvenile compared to his. Very, very. So we decided, OK, we're going to call it quits. Our children at the time were 9 and 11. So for those of you people who know me and they, you know, still call me Angela Marshall, that is correct. My maiden name is Stone, which is another reason why I pen all of my books under Arthur Stone. And my business is called In Other Words by Stone. Mm-hmm. But I stayed in that name because our 11-year-old son at the time said, "Mom, I don't want my teachers calling here asking for Angela Stone. I want you to stay married or stay into Angela Marshall." So I kept it. Okay. But if you ask my ex, he says I still want him. Even to this day, he says I still want him. And that's why I'm Angela, Angela Marshall. So anyway, so we you know, went through the divorce. I had a good friend of mine who owned a temporary agency in the Augusta area. I called her up and I said, "I got to go to work. You know, I got to go to work, you know." And so she placed me through her temp agency at a biotechnology company in Augusta. And I actually started there in 1999 until I resigned in March of 2016. So, awesome. You know, climbing the ladder, doing different things, you know, in the corporate secular world and whatnot. Trying to, again, just embracing who I was to become, because all of these things now I look back, you know, doing the puzzle pieces and also just being able to different conversations, different people, different incidents in my life where I was thinking, okay, this is why I was here at this particular time. This is why this happened at that particular time. So as I was writing the book, it just dawned on me, like, everything that was happening to me was not only for the book, but it was to free me and to free other people. Because I'm like, okay, now you have a book, Angela, what are you going to do with it? It's no good if you just, you know, write it, keep it in your journals. And for those that don't like to tell their story and they do the journal writing and it's therapeutic for them and they just want to keep it to themselves, that's fine. But for me, I needed to tell that, because so many people, again, had just labeled me as something totally different. So I wanted to make sure that my story was told, not one that, you know, people thought just because, you know, certain days I may look a certain way or drive a certain or be a certain place. I wanted my story to be told.
I got
you. That's right.
And told your way.
And told my way. Mm-hmm. That's right.
So you ended up with the divorce.
Yes.
And at some point and went to work. And I like that. I mean, owner of the
no red agency. Bottoms.
Hey, look, I need to go to work. I need a job, period. Put me to work.
No red bottoms and wine and reality housewives for me. No, not at all. And she did. And I was there. Salary was very good. The benefits were great. The growth, the training, the learning, everything that I got during that stage in my life from every person that was placed into my life, everything that I had to do. Because being an operator specialist, what I did was I took samples at different parts of the process. I analyzed that, and then I submitted my work to the lab at this particular company. Now, most places, you know, you would need a chemistry background or engineering background, but because of her and placing me there and then on the job training and then showing, you know, that I could do the work.
Yeah.
I mean, so many doors, just like now, so many doors are open. I must tell you, though, I made a post, and I've been doing this for you know, all week for different things. And I told them, I said, you know, man closes doors, but God opens radio stations. So I took a picture of Perry broadcasting out there, and I'm like, I'm in the radio. God opened the radio station. I was at the Mercedes-Benz event last week, and I was like, man closes doors, but God opens dealerships. So, you know, going into the corporate world and, you know, trying to bounce back after divorce was a little difficult, a little challenging. But I think he and I both made it through pretty good, because he's doing OK. He's doing OK and I'm doing OK.
Tampa area?
No, he's in Miami, Florida. He got out of Augusta.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to hear more from Miss Angela Marshall, also known as Arthur Stone, when we come back. And a couple of things that we're going to address in those final minutes. One will have to do with, well, what is life like now that she is no longer Mrs. Marshall? Is she dating? Is she interested? We're also going to take a look at how she has coped with, well, the people who say, well, look, we see your success, but we're not that excited about it. Stay with us. We'll be right back.